They bring a pretty good team to town. How about the week for you guys?
It's been a good week, Rich. You know, obviously we're coming off a pretty emotional game, especially at the end where we were able to pull out the victory against Gehring. They missed an extra point at the end of the game. And, you know, sometimes it comes down to just one point, and we played well enough to win that game. And there was obviously some things, both sides of the ball, with some penalties and turnovers that really kept that game close for both sides. But ultimately at the end, we made enough plays and we were able to win that game against a good Gehring team. Gehring is a lot better than what they've been in years past. We knew that going in. There was no, you know, overlooking anybody. We just had some things that we kind of inflicted on ourselves. And, you know, hats off to Gehring. They really did a great job keeping us off the field for a lot of part of the game. What I mean is offensively. So we had to take advantage of every possession we had, and we did. Tristan had another big night rushing the ball. And our offensive line, I really felt like, came back with our fullbacks and tight ends and really blocked exceptionally well. And so we've just been really leading into this week, continue to build on those things, and understand that wins are hard to come by. However you get them, we're just excited we were able to pull that one out, even if it was only by one point.
When the score was, I think, 21-10, did you kind of feel like, okay, we've got this thing, we're going to kind of take off with this a little bit?
Well, you would... What a hope. We were kind of getting ourselves in control. And like I said, there was just moments of the game we just couldn't get their offense off the field. And that's credit to them. They have some exceptional players over there. We didn't really do very well in the tackling department. And so we've really kind of hit some of those things again this week, a little more specifically in practice to ensure that we get that cleaned up. Because obviously coming down the stretch, and especially this week against Hastings, you got to tackle, and you got to tackle in the open space. Guys aren't just going to go down just because you hit them. We got to get 11 hats to the ball, and you know, ultimately, the games are never over until the final buzzer goes, and you just got to play all the way to the end.
Going to be interesting. We'll keep tabs on that Gehring-Scotts Bluff game tonight out west. Can the Bulldogs kind of, you know, Scotts Bluff's on a roll too? Can they hang with them tonight?
That'll be interesting to see, Rich. You know, obviously, as I said, this is as good a Gehring team as they've had in a few years. And, you know, Scotts Bluff, they're big and physical, and we're going to see them in a couple weeks. I think at the end of the day, if Gehring can create some big plays and keep Scotts Bluff's offense off the field, which is another ball control offense, and, you know, maybe force a turnover or two, which is difficult against Scotts Bluff. They're just so well disciplined and well coached, but you kind of got to throw in that crosstown rival a little bit. They very familiar with each other, and it's kind of one of those games you kind of throw the records out regardless of who's how everybody's doing. And I think it's going to be a really good matchup.
A couple of tough injuries for you last week with Quentin Terry and Oliver Corbett. What's the latest on those guys? How's everything going?
So right now, Quentin is out this week. We're still waiting in the process of his injury, getting evaluated and really seeing what it is and how long it's going to be. If it, you know, maybe it'll only be a week, maybe it'll be longer than that. We just got to kind of wait and see. We're just continuing to go through that. Oliver Corbett, however, was a really good news. He didn't end up having as significant injury as maybe we thought he was going to have, and so he's actually been practicing this week, and there's a potential that he'll be out there Friday with us. So that was really good news and exciting that it wasn't as bad as maybe we anticipated it might be. But right now we're kind of still waiting on getting him rehab back and just see the severity of Quentin's injury.
As far as replacing Quentin up front, offense, defense, who gets that assignment?
You know, right now, and what we're going to move ahead with is Idos Klein is going to replace him at the right guard position. And Idos came in last week and did a really nice job. Idos is a junior and has been fulfilling that backup role this year on the offensive line, has been playing a lot for us on defense this year. But he'll assume that position this week on the offensive line. And then on the defensive side of the ball, we've been rotating a lot of guys in there. You don't replace Quentin. But Trey Taylor will get in there and get the start at end, along with, you know, we'll rotate guys in there like Simon Garcia and Andrews Pocup that's been starting all year, and so, you know, we'll just continue to rotate guys in there, but we feel confident, you know, that it's that next man up mentality. You never replace a guy like Quentin Terry, but the guys are going to rally around each other to go out there and play their best.
Well, Coach, 3-2 Hastings coming to town. They are coming off a couple of back-to-back shellackings that they've done against other teams. 49 points in two straight games, give up 6 one game, 3 the other. Coach Shoemaker's got them playing pretty well, doesn't he?
He does, and they started off their season with a tough stretch. You know, they had York week one, and York's a really good team. They're 4-1, and they lost to them by 3 points, was really in control for most of the game. But York was able to generate some big plays at the end of the game against a really stout Hastings defense, which was a little unusual. And so they were able to pull out. That was a tough week one game between both of those guys, that York was able to come out on top, and then their second loss is to Bennington. And so, you know, that was a significant margin. But if you watch that game, they gave Bennington quite a bit as well. Bennington still who they are, but they did turn the ball over, Hastings did, and kind of gave up some plays that probably shouldn't have happened that they look back on. And so ultimately, those are their two losses. But they've also taken care of business against their other opponents. A similar opponent is Beatrice. They played them last week and beat them 49-7. So if you're kind of comparing teams that we've played, you know, as far as similarity, that's who they played last week. And they're just coming into the season, they got a lot of experience. They're very senior heavy. They run through the Sinek kid, Tucker Sinek, at quarterback. We remember his brother from a few years back. He is an accurate thrower of the ball, really manages their offense. They got some really good skill players. I don't know if it's quite what they had in 2020, which was their really big year, but they're really good. And so they do a really good job distributing the ball to them. And defensively, Hastings has always been really good on defense. They play a style of defense that really puts some pressure on you and put a lot of guys in the box. And so they haven't given up much this year on defense. It's just going to be a really good challenge. You know, we knew that Hastings was going to be this type of team this year. And so it just builds up for a great game on Friday.
I know, talking to Coach Shoemaker, I asked comparison one brother to the next, and he said, hey, they're two different type of quarterbacks from what you saw back then and what you're seeing with the little brother now.
He is. I mean, the Sinek kid from a few years back was a little more stockier guy, great arm. They ran him a little bit more. The brother this year, the quarterback, Tucker, is more leaner, taller. They don't necessarily run him as much, but they can get him out on the move and throw in that type of capacity. And so that's what they've really done this year with him. But they also got some nice players at the skill positions, as I said, and then the Cruel kid at tailback is a load. I mean, he's over 200 pounds, and so when they want to throw the ball, they're going to try to do it, and then also they most definitely have the ability to run the ball.